Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air.
This is Carolyn. Thanks for calling. Please leave a message.
Carolyn, this is Bill. Give me a call as soon as you get this message. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is day two of Newsworthy Clips, March 19, 2013. We're right in the middle of news clips. You can find today on page 29 in your Advanced magazine, and maybe we've all heard something like that. We did at the top of the program. I called Carolyn's phone, but I didn't get her. I got her voicemail, and I had to leave a very important message. Call immediately after you get this voicemail. And in all likelihood, she's probably never going to check it. And I'm never going to get that call. And I'm going to be wondering, what is wrong with her? And doesn't she like me? And what's going on? And is she so irresponsible? And I'm going to think all sorts of nasty things because she didn't reply to my voicemail. But I might be wrong, right?
I think you might be wrong, and as we'll see in this article, not many people check their voicemail anymore.
See, I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. I am willing to admit when I'm wrong sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. So, do you check your voicemail on your phone or anywhere? At work, anywhere.
I do not check voicemail ever, and I don't even have it set up on my new phone.
Okay, on your new mobile phone.
Yeah.
Okay. We do have voicemail here at work, and Carolyn doesn't even know it. There's like 5 messages sitting on there. They've been there for like 8 months.
Yeah, I didn't even know I had
she
voicemail.
She doesn't even know it. There's this light flashing on her phone. She has no idea what it is. Ellen, are you a voicemail person?
I am not. I usually let voicemails sit there for months before I'll go back and check.
Isn't
maybe 4 or 5 at a time.
Yeah, I run into the same problem. Sometimes I check it, but not frequently. It is the least frequent digital communication platform that I check. I check email. I, of course, check my text messages. I check Facebook. I check everything, right? Skype, messages. I've got all of these sources that people can contact me. And but it's voicemail. I've got voicemail here at work. And I will have messages on there. I'll find out like a month later, oh, this person called me like last month and I didn't even know it. Or even on my mobile phone. Sometimes if I don't answer, it'll go right into voicemail and people will leave a message and I may not get it for a few days. I may not get it for a week. So fascinating. Last month or the month before, we talked about the end of email. Now we're talking about the end of voicemail. And in some ways, it's a good thing. RIP, we say. They put RIP, R period I period P period, on people's tombstones in the cemetery. It means rest in peace. So, and we can put RIP on voicemail. And I don't think anybody's going to miss it. It served a purpose at one time in the world. That purpose has died, and there now are new platforms that we can use to communicate. We're going to read all about it today. So turn to page 29, and we will have our first reading on the left column. We're just going to have the first couple of sections there. We'll go down to line 10.
Don't leave a message after the beep. Technology's ceaseless pursuit of efficiency appears to be claiming another victim, voicemail. With the rise of texting, instant chat, and transcription apps, more people are ditching the venerable tool that once revolutionized the telephone business. The behavioral shift is occurring in tandem with the irreversible fading of voice calls in general.
Okay. Don't leave a message after the beep. What's up with that title?
Well, usually when you are getting voicemail or you want to leave someone a voicemail, there's a beep.
Yeah.
And so the recording will say, please leave a message after the beep.
Yeah.
Beep. And then you start talking.
Yeah. All right. Well, in fact, that's on voicemail. I even have an answering machine. I do have an answering machine at my apartment. There's a reason for that, is that that's actually functional in some ways. It's mainly for my parents or my brother or people that are calling from overseas. They may not be on the same communication platforms that I am here in Taipei, and especially for my parents are old-fashioned, so they're used to answering machines. I got the answering machine just for them. So I get, this is Bill. I'm not here right now. Please leave a message after the beep. So that's what we do. We tell people to leave a message after the beep. Well, but today we have moved forward, and we are now facing the gauntlet of technology.
Yes. For example, technology's ceaseless pursuit of efficiency appears to be claiming another victim, voicemail.
Okay. All right. Technology, it's so fascinating to me. As I was reading this, I flashed back 30 years. And shortly after I graduated from university, I was marketing and sales, and I was working for Xerox. And they were just experimenting with an Ethernet system to hook up computers in offices. And then I also had a job interview with a company called Wang Computers. Actually, in America, they said Wang. They said Wang Computers. They mispronounced it in America. But it was Wang. But Wang Computers, Wang, however you want to pronounce it. And the person was from Taipei. The founder, I can't remember his first name, but the family name was Wang. And highly successful back in the 70s. They were like the number one computers back in the late 70s in America. They were, and I had a job interview with them. They had this new thing that they were offering. Voicemail. This was like 1984. And it was like this unknown concept. And the job was to sell voicemail to companies. And so I flash back that. I thought, wow, this was this brand new idea. And now I'm reading about it. I was there when it was like just starting. And now I'm reading about this thing dying. And it made me feel really old. I feel really old. I had been there for the birth and death of voicemail. All right, claiming another victim.
Yes, claiming another victim, voicemail. And we see with the rise of texting, instant chat, and transcription apps, more people are ditching the venerable tool that once revolutionized the telephone business.
Now, ditching, what's that mean?
Well, if you ditch something, then you leave it.
Okay.
You go away from it. You sit it somewhere, maybe throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
You want nothing to do with it anymore.
Yeah, you get rid of it. All right. And ditching, what they're ditching is this venerable tool.
Exactly. Venerable means well-respected, something that has been respected for a very long time.
Okay. And we often will use venerable to refer to people, right? You know, the venerable Doris Brome, somebody who's been around a long time, has a great reputation, is very important. We would use that venerable. And this tool once revolutionized the telephone business because it used to be, before voicemail, in business, people would have to call. If you were out of the office, they would leave a message with your secretary or somebody. And you would have all these written notes everywhere. You know, Joe Brown called, you know, about the XYZ deal. And then Mary Jones called, you know, make sure you order new pens. And then, oh, your wife called, pick up milk at the store. And you would have to have somebody read you these messages. I know that seems so archaic. But this was all of a sudden, this almost eliminated the need for the secretary to take messages. People could call your number, go right into this box. It revolutionized phone calls. Well, but now we see a behavioral shift.
Yes, the behavioral shift is occurring in tandem with the irreversible fading of voice calls in general.
Okay. Now, this is an interesting sentence. Explain to me what it means, Ellen.
Well, a behavioral shift is when your behavior or the way you act changes completely. And in tandem means it happens at the same time as something else.
Okay. Now, it's happening, this in tandem, people are shifting to other technologies. And again, we talked about email being put out, you know, put put out with the trash here pretty soon. And then people are moving to different platforms, different forms of technology to communicate. That's the one thing that is happening. We're using new platforms, new technology. But then there's this irreversible thing. What's, first of all, irreversible?
Well, irreversible means you can't go back. It's going to be a permanent change.
Right. And what is it? It's fading of voice calls. What's that mean, fading of voice calls in general?
Well, fading is when something slowly goes away. So fading of voice calls is just the disappearance of voice calls.
People are calling less. They're talking less. So not only, you know, are we using these other platforms to communicate, a lot of keying, typing, right, texting, things like that. But we're just not talking to each other. We're just not calling. So I don't know. People just don't want to talk to each other anymore.
Well, you know, if you make a phone call, then it uses a lot of minutes on your plan. Maybe it's more expensive, but a text, you can say a lot. Yeah. You can write as much as you want for a lot of plans. And it's a pretty easy way to get a hold of someone.
Okay. Myriad reasons why voice calls are going down. So interesting. It parallels the written letter. The postal system is going out of business because people aren't writing letters anymore. That's going down. Voice phone calls are going down for many, many reasons. So it's all changing. The way we communicate is being revolutionized. All right. In our next section, we're going to learn some reasons about this, and we're also going to get some data to back some of this up from a company that is involved in this.
Vonage, an internet phone company, says the number of voicemail messages left on user accounts was down 8% in July from a year ago. They hate the whole voicemail introduction, prompts, having to listen to them in chronological order, said Michael Tempora, senior vice president at Vonage. One response by the company to the trend is a new voicemail transcription service that converts voice messages for delivery as email or text. Voice transcription isn't perfect, Tempora said, but they understand who called and what the message is about.
Okay, in this section we get some information from Vonage, an internet phone company. And what do they say, Ellen?
They say the number of voicemail messages left on user accounts was down 8% in July from a year ago.
Okay. All right. So that reflects this fading of voice calls in general. The number of voice calls are going down. And in all likelihood, there's also a drop in the number of people that are willing to leave messages. I know tons of people that won't even leave a message. You don't leave messages, right?
No, I don't leave messages.
Do you leave messages?
Not at all.
What's the matter with you two? Why, Lee, I want to hear your voices.
There are so many other ways that I can leave a message that's much faster for the person to respond to than having to check a voicemail.
But I'd like to hear your voice.
I will leave you a voicemail.
Why don't you leave a message?
Well, I don't leave a message because I know that whoever I'm calling is not going to listen to the message, so I don't even want to bother.
And I know that if I just send them a text message, they will get back to me much faster than if I leave them a voicemail.
Okay. Many reasons why people don't leave voice messages. So, and I would say actually all of them pretty valid. There are reasons. There are, and when there are better ways of communicating, certainly I can understand that. So now, let's see. We hear from Michael Tempora in this next paragraph, line 15. And what does Michael say?
He says, they hate the whole voicemail introduction, prompts, having to listen to them in chronological order, said Michael Tempora, who is the senior vice president at Vonage.
Okay, so we see here some of the reasons to explain this 8% drop in July that he was talking about last July. And so talks about as far as the voicemail introduction, which Carolyn explained, right? Hello, this is Carolyn. I can't answer your phone. Leave a message after the beep. People hate that. And then there's this other stuff, prompts.
A prompt is something that gives you a signal that something's about to start. So the beep after the introduction tells you to leave a message. Mm-hmm. It prompts you to leave a message.
Okay. And then these prompts, actually these prompts were instructions. And when it came out, that revolutionized the whole business communication thing. And this actually was in, I would say, about the mid-1980s. They were called management systems. And AT&T and Sprint and some other phone companies, GTE, they came out with these call management systems that they sold to all of these companies. So instead of a receptionist answering the phone, right? Thank you. You know, the receptionist saying, thanks for calling Acme Widgets. How may I help you? That's it, right? And then she would direct your call somewhere. Well, there was all these call management systems that all of a sudden went in, and now you can't even talk to a person at a company. Oh, you go right into the call management system, and you got these prompts, right? Press 1 for marketing, press 2 for accounting, press 3 for shipping, press 4, you know. So that's those are all these prompts. And I get tired of that stuff too. And that's what we mean in chronological order. Everything's always following in an order. And you got to go through this till you finally get to press 37 for your problem. And so it's enough to drive people crazy going through these.
Yeah, I usually just hit whatever number the operator is so that I don't have to listen
But you have to listen till the end. Finally, it gets to the end. If you want to speak to a human being, press 0 or press 9, right?
A lot of times I just guess 0 and see if it works.
No, forget it. No more. They're too smart. They don't do that anymore. They know you're going to press 0.
Uh-oh.
It's a new number now.
Uh-oh.
That you don't know. So, right. So there's – and it is irritating. This is another reason. Again, these call management systems I think are going to be coming to an end too. Eventually they will become archaic. People don't like them. People hate them. So – and now we've got voice recognition systems, right? Speak after the tone and then a computer is trying to identify what you're saying. So
yes.
This whole thing is going to be changing. Anyways, Michael Tempora says these are some of the reasons why there are fewer voicemail messages. And now we continue with this paragraph right there in line 18. One response, Ellen?
One response by the company to the trend is a new voicemail transcription service that converts voice messages for delivery as an email or text.
Okay. So Vonage actually will take your voicemail and then they will convert it to printed word.
Yep, exactly. Right? Yeah. So they'll listen to your voicemail for you and then write it as a text.
Yeah. Yeah. This would be the same as a closed caption that you would see on TV. We have closed caption, for instance, for people watching TV, people who are hearing impaired. This is a little different, of course, but they will listen to your voicemail. Vonage has a platform. Listen to it. It will convert it to a text message and deliver it to your email or text. So, okay. One way of making this thing work. Of course, the spelling is all going to be a little crazy, which we learn about here in the next paragraph.
Yes, we see that voice transcription isn't perfect, Tempora said, but they understand who called and what the message is about.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to end up with words that are all misspelled, but you can still get the gist, G-Y-S-T, of the message. You can get the general feeling of this, so because people will understand, they'll identify you most likely, who called and what the message is about. So I could see it working. Again, I still see the decline in voice messages kind of making this obsolete.
My brother actually uses this type of service for his phone because he doesn't check his voicemail, but he's always checking his email. So if someone does call him, a lot of the voicemails he receives will be transcribed and then emailed to him.
Yeah. All right, let's get on with our last reading for today.
The transcription tools make skimming through messages easier for on-the-go users such as Dmitry Leonov, an executive at SaneBox, a maker of email inbox management software. Email etiquette says to respect your friend's time, said Leonov, who rarely listens to messages. And I should stop leaving voicemail as well. Practice what you preach. As with most declining technology, the exodus is led by younger, more impatient users who are quicker to embrace alternatives. Someone such as Naveen Mogazi, 33, who rarely leaves messages but juggles texting, chat app WhatsApp, and Google Voice. If my friends call and I'm busy, I text them asking if it's urgent. Or I just call them back later without checking voicemail, said the designer for an ad company in Atlanta. It's just one less thing for me to go through.
Okay, Bill Quinn here with Alan Lee and Carolyn Bug. We're on day two of Newsworthy Clips. We're talking about voicemail and eventually the end of voicemail and some of the reasons why, and also what might be taking place or taking the place of voicemail. And we were just learning about this voice transcription from one of the companies involved in this, Vonage, and how they will take a spoken message and convert it into a text message that is delivered to email or your phone. And we continue talking about transcription tools in this last reading. They're on line 15 in the right column.
The transcription tools make skimming through messages easier for on-the-go users, such as Dmitry Lenov, an executive at Sanebox.
Okay, skimming.
Skimming just means to go through something very quickly, to look over it very quickly.
Right. And that's what you really can't do with voicemail. You cannot skim voicemail.
Nope. You have to listen to the entire message, because if you try to fast forward through it, you might miss the important part.
Well, this is one of the reasons I dreaded voicemail when I was in sales and marketing. Had to have it to do my job, but I absolutely dreaded voicemail because every time I checked voicemail, there was like way too many messages in there. And then people would talk too long. They would just talk way too long. And I had to listen to the entire message to maybe get that key piece of information that was buried in the seventh minute of their message. And then I had to, I would spend hours listening to voicemail, just listening to voicemail. And that's one of the problems that people have with voicemail, why it's not popular anymore, is because people would start giving speeches on there instead of short messages. That's why skimming is so attractive. Just give me the details. Give me the key details, and I can just skim through all of this stuff. And this is helpful to this gentleman, Dmitry Leonov, an executive at Sanebox, a maker of email inbox management software. I like that name, Sanebox. What's that mean?
Well, a sane box would be the opposite of an insane box.
Yeah.
So it is logical, organized, positive thinking, and everything is very clear.
I like that name. I really love that name, Sanebox. It's worth it appeals to me. What does Dmitry say there in line 19?
Well, he says email etiquette says to respect your friend's time. And Leonov is much like us. He doesn't listen to any of these messages.
Yeah. So it seems like everybody's getting away from listening to their voicemail. And he continues there in line 21.
Yes, he says, and I should stop leaving voicemail as well. Practice what you preach.
Practice what you preach? Huh?
It just means that you should do what you tell others to do. So okay. If you are preaching to others, telling them all the things that they should be doing, you should be following that advice as well.
Okay. All right. Don't be a hypocrite, right?
Mm-hmm.
H-Y-P-O-C-R-I-T-E, hypocrite. A hypocrite is somebody that says something and does another thing. The opposite is, of course, you practice what you preach. So you walk your talk. And it's interesting that, you know, he realizes, hey, I'm not checking my voicemail, so I really shouldn't be leaving voicemail for other people and expecting them to listen to my voice. And I like what he says about email etiquette, says to respect your friend's time. I had mentioned how I agonized over 7-minute voicemail messages from individuals. Likewise with email, do not write a book when you send an email, okay? You're not that interesting. Nobody is. Okay, now we move into the next paragraph, line 23.
As with most declining technology, the exodus is led by younger, more impatient users who are quicker to embrace alternatives.
Okay. And a declining technology, of course, we talked about email and voicemail being a declining technology. It's an older generation. The exodus. What's an exodus?
Well, an exodus occurs when a large group of people all leave at the same time.
Yeah.
So it sounds like there are a lot of people stopping using their voicemails all at the same time.
Yeah, and this actually goes back to the Bible when the Jewish people, they all left Egypt. They were released as from slavery and bondage, and there was an exodus, you know, 1.5 million people leaving Egypt. That's what a huge group of people leaving all at once. The younger generation is embracing alternatives, welcoming other opportunities, other platforms. One of those people is Naveen Mogazi, 33, who does what?
Who rarely leaves messages but juggles texting with chat apps, WhatsApp, and Google Voice.
Now, when we say Naveen rarely leaves messages, we're talking about voicemail messages. Naveen is not going to be leaving these messages, but juggles.
Juggles. So he goes from one thing to another, back to the first thing, to a second thing, to a third thing. We think of maybe a clown or a performer juggling balls for a performance.
Right. Yeah. A juggler might have 3 or 4 balls up in the air all at one time. All Naveen is doing is using 3 or 4 different platforms. And he's maybe using a smartphone and bouncing around from the WhatsApp platform to Facebook to text messaging to, you know, maybe email or something like that all at once. He's nonstop, like so many people you see walking around today. And what does Naveen say in the last paragraph?
He says, if my friends call and I'm busy, I text them asking if it's urgent. Or I just call them back later without checking voicemail.
Okay. All right. So, you know, he has also found texting to be just as efficient and effective. And I have found that, too. People usually will check their text messages immediately most of the time. And he's a designer for an ad company there in Atlanta and finishes this news clip with...
And he just finishes off saying, it's just one less thing for me to go through.
Okay, and that would be voicemail. Sounds like he doesn't need it. Never will.
Exactly.
Listeners, thanks for joining us here for day 2 of Newsworthy Clips. Come on back tomorrow. Till then, this is Bill.
This is Carolyn.
This is Ellen.
Saying, please leave a message.
After the beep.
Beep.